Slotettes. Slotterinos. Slot machines. Walking through the house in my underwear and a singlet. The weather is pretty mild. It's been quite rainy. Preceding that, it's been hot, 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 hot. Zoe is in the background, squawking away. A mixture of talking to the birds outside and saying to me, "Hey, I want to get out and play some more. I need more love. I need more attention. I'm bored and lonely. I don't have GB with me anymore." So, I was thinking, and I'm biting my lip as I say this, thinking of playing some of a voice message I sent to my boyfriend, Tariq. So, what can we do this sexy stuff? Oh, that's that. I'm going to shut the window. Some industrial type noise outside. Close my windows. I sent these to my boyfriend, Derek. And I just realized I can't access it because it's, I'm on my phone, I'm in WhatsApp, so I'm going to go and come back. Okay, so get ready. Coming up next, pun partially intended, caught halfway out of my brain. Coming up next is me coming. Yeah. I can't believe I'm doing this. Here we go. Well, there we are. What's done is done. Well, I'm yet to publish, but that is the plan, Stan. In love life news. So I found some guys that are willing to talk. Oh, there's two flies buzzing around. Open up the window again. Now get the birdies. It's such a nice area here. But anyway, post-orgasmic monologuing aside, I guess it's a bit of a numbers game with the Tinder stuff. It's so boring. But I don't know, I feel like it has to be done because I'm just probably going to go back to Matthew probably this week. He's helping me out with some logistical stuff with organizing my storage. I'm going to get him to take some stuff away for me. And that is that with him, maybe something will happen. Like, I was like, well, I can afford to pay for a hotel because I know he's flat broke. I said, I can afford to pay for a hotel if things feel like, we want them to go that way. But it's funny, like, neither of us, like, there's not been no flirtation or anything between us. It's quite matter of fact. I do like dealing with dating other men on the autism spectrum in that way. You can kind of just get really pragmatic with it. Derek often will say, "As be love," like when we'll have these very sort of dry, blunt conversations about what would normally be very sensitive topics. So, yeah, that's where things are at in my personal life outside of my love life. I've jumped into the role of being a bit of a tutor for my nephew, or taking on the responsibility of overseeing his homework. I see him before my sister does, and she's really tired when she gets home. So yesterday, as soon as he got home from school, my nephew, I was like, "You got homework? Show it to me." And then before I knew it, I'm looking up YouTube videos about the relationship between elements and their mass, and the periodic table kind of elements, and the number and mass and density and things like that. It's like, oh, they had me until a certain point, and then I went, no, my brain just won't. So he had this worksheet, and I was able to answer the questions on the first side, on the but on the other side, the second side, it's just like, oh, maybe the first one or two, but after that I had no clue. So that's been challenging, but I think it's been good for me to have something like it. It's intense, and I can get. And I was trying to explain to Derek what was going on, like giving him an accurate picture of Caleb's special needs and how it's quite a challenge to figure out what is the gap and then fill it. What is the school's, what's this teacher's expectations? Because it's hard just getting the actual date that things are due out of him, for starters. And then when it comes to where he's at with his literacy, we were really under the pump. Normally he would at least transcribe it from text on a phone, or like on a screen, text on a screen, to handwriting it out. But it was far more expedient for me to read it out. A lot of the words, also for expediency, I'd spell out rather than wait for him to try first. But that was in the morning, when the assignment was due, because that weekend he'd had a heap of homework due. And yeah, this was my particular project. So he had three people helping him out with his homework: his friend Phoenix for his maths, his mum for a creative writing project, and me for the for a short biography of Mark Twain. So I know a lot about Mark Twain now. Some random facts. I chose a lot of very ghoulish stuff because I knew Caleb would like it and also find it relatable, because he's experienced a lot of death in his life so far. A lot of family members on his dad's side, a lot of pets. And so, yeah, it's something he like really identifies with, is being someone who's experienced all of that. So the fact that Mark Twain experienced a lot of intense things and death, three of his six siblings died in childhood of disease, and his dad died when he was like 11/12. /13, depending on what you. Yeah, I didn't go deep enough, but I saw those. You know. The, anyway, I did a fair bit of research for an assignment that was supposed to be 3 lines or more, 3 sentences or more. So, yeah, it was a bit crazy figuring out how to do that. Maths homework was much easier. But he does have a case manager at the school, so we'll see. It's a tricky thing because I've got to figure out, how to support him, but without overstating his competency, because if I'm doing too much to make him like compliant with what they want, but it's if it's an inaccurate representation of what his true skill level is, then he's not going to get flagged and get the support that he needs. So it's a bit of a quandary that I'm working on. So yeah, for those of you who've listened through all of that, I congratulate you and I thank you and appreciate you. Look after yourselves, and if something is painful in your life, see if there is some way you can pivot your attention to something positive. That's what I am learning from A Liberated Mind, which is a book I'm reading right now, or listening to, because I'm working on a transcript with him from an episode with Dr. Dave on Shrink Wrap Radio. It's been a long process. Editing something lying on your back on an iPad is, yeah. That AI that transcribed it made so many mistakes. Too many commas. Too many commas. Anyway, with that, love you guys. Bye.